This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm Mike Lamp. Safeway, Albertsons, and its Denver local union came to an agreement overnight that will end the strike at Metro Safeway stores. The union posted the agreement on social media early today after an all-day bargaining session on the 4th of July. Workers will get fully funded health and pension benefits as well as wage increases. The agreement must be ratified by union members. A date for that vote has not been set. Water flows in rivers in Colorado are lower than average, even while some rivers saw a rise last month. CPR's Tony Gorman.
A large snowstorm along the Front Range was expected to make up for the early snowmelt, but that quickly evaporated due to continued high temperatures since April. Natural Water Conservation Services hydrologist Thomas White says May also brought some rain, which may not have an effect on the total water coming down from rivers.
You know, instead of coming out spread out over time, it's all coming down in a short span of days or a couple of weeks.
White says those events can have critical effects on recreational activities through the summer. Rivers in southwest Colorado remain low and dry due to record high temperatures. I'm Tony Gorman, CPR News.
It's heavy rains in Texas, at least 24 people dead in flooding there, and that begins this hour of Weekend Edition. Colorado weather, a chance for rain this afternoon around Denver and Colorado Springs, highs near 90 and getting hotter toward next week. This is CPR News and KRCC.